Welcome to the MedEvidence Monday Minute Radio Show, hosted by Kevin Gettings of WSOS St. Augustine Radio and powered by Encore Research Group. Each Monday morning, Dr. Michael Corrin calls in to bring you the latest medical updates with insightful discussions. MedEvidence is where we help you navigate the real truth behind medical research with both a clinical and research perspective. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn about the truth behind the data in medicine and healthcare. This is MedEvidence.
There we go. Lots of good shows lined up, by the way, for 2024. Hey, we're excited to have on the line right now Dr. Michael Corrin, a big friend of WSOS. He joins us. He, of course, a research scientist, a doctor, cardiologist. You can always connect with him and Encore Docs by going to EncoreDocs.com, and they have offices right here in St. John's County. And Happy New Year, Dr. Corrin.
Happy New Year to you, Kevin.
Yeah. We were talking off the air, but oftentimes, you know, whether it's a card or whether you say it online or whatever, we usually wish people a happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. But, you know, we can dive a little deeper into that. What does that really mean other than just being some sort of flippant term we might use with somebody?
Yeah, it's a fabulous greeting to wish somebody some positive thoughts for the New Year. But let's break it down. I like that request. So we'll start from the third position and move to the first position.
Okay.
So prosperous is a great word. We don't say happy, healthy, and wealthy New Year because that would be a little gauche. But we say prosperous because that means more in terms of whatever you put your efforts in, we hope it gets rewarded rather than saying you're going to make a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. So it's a great word. And from a research standpoint, I really like that word, because people that participate in research are prosperous because their efforts are rewarded through both financial payments that we make for a lot of the studies, as well as the affirmation of knowing that they're actually participating in something very important that helps not only themselves, but family members and other people around the world. Mm-hmm. So I would consider that a great example of being prosperous. So that covers prosperous. And then healthy, of course, is something that makes sense in the healthcare industry, but there's actually two elements to that. So healthy infers on one hand that you don't get sick. And for people who are fortunately doing well and don't have any illnesses, the idea of staying healthy and not getting sick is very important. And certainly in the research world, we help people achieve that goal by giving them vaccines and other things that actually prevent the development of illness. But healthy can also mean taking whatever medical condition you have and being able to tolerate it with the best possible health. And of course, in research, we do that as well. So whether it's NASH, fatty liver disease, that is, or coronary artery disease or congestive heart failure or orthopedic problems, or being very overweight and not being able to handle things, we have a program that will keep you healthy. Mm. And health may not necessarily be perfectly normal, that'll mean getting the best possible results from whatever your condition is.
Yeah.
And then finally, you have happy, which is number one and probably most important. And you know what I've learned over the years, Kevin, is things that people get don't make them happy, but things that they accomplish do make them happy. And I actually feel good about that going to 2024. You know, our organization is a fabulous growing organization throughout the state of Florida at this point. And I think it's grown and it's done well because we help people become happy, both our employees and our patients. And they become happy because they're accomplishing something. They're doing good. They're taking on a project and then becoming successful with that project, whether they're doing that as a worker in our company or as a patient who gets the services of the company. So from that standpoint, I feel very happy that we make people happy.
There you go. Hey, if you're just tuning in, that is the voice of Dr. Michael Corrin, and he joins us usually on Monday mornings, but obviously yesterday was the holiday, and we're talking about that greeting we all give each other, or we at least think it. Happy, healthy, prosperous New Year. Have a happy, healthy, prosperous New Year. And indeed, before I let you go, Dr. Corrin, there is a pretty good connection, right? We've learned over the years, and when you talk to seniors especially, they will tell you that being healthy really goes a long way to being happy.
No question. And it's always a focal point. And as you get older, it becomes a more and more important focal point. So we're proud of the fact that we are involved in that process of helping people achieve their best possible health outcome.
Yeah. Dr. Michael Korn, of course, you can participate in these clinical trials and, yes, perhaps be entitled to some compensation, but also be on the leading edge of medical research. It could benefit whatever health condition you are dealing with. You also get some of the best healthcare you ever had. Go to EncoreDocs.com, and of course, they can take care of you right here in St. Augustine and St. John's County at their offices near UF Flagler Hospital. Go to EncoreDocs.com. That's EncoreDocs.com. You can also call, punch this number into your cell phone, 904-730-0166. Once again, that's 904-730-0166. And maybe you made a New Year's resolution, too, that you wanted to get some better healthcare information, not just trust Dr. Google all the time. Dr. Korn, you have a way to help folks with that resolution as well.
We do. We have our MedEvidence platform, and it's a wonderful way to learn more about any healthcare issue in a very objective way. We talk about the truth behind the data, and we do it in a way that's not just trying to sell people some sort of healthcare service. Rather, we're giving people all sides of a particular health issue and help them make their own decisions.
Yeah.
So it's something that's actually growing in popularity. And actually, Kevin, these discussions we have each week are posted on MedEvidence.
Yeah.
And I actually get a lot of calls about them. So thank you for being part of it.
Yeah, thank you. And it's a great resource. So often, you know, we spend time, we do this, you jump in the middle of it, you're getting into the car, you didn't know what Dr. Korn was talking about 2 minutes ago. All that is available. Just go to the website, MedEvidence.com. That's MedEvidence.com. Dr. Korn, we hope you have a great day, great start of the year, and a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2024.
Same to you, Kevin. Happy, healthy, and prosperous 2024 to you and your family.
Thanks for joining the MedEvidence podcast. To learn more, head over to MedEvidence.com or subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform.